If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And joining us for another Football Friday, we got the guy of guys, an Eagles fan that's not happy because the Eagles did not win, but they did cover, but he wants the win anyways. Connor, welcome in.
To start off, I never said the Eagles were going to win.
But you would have liked the Eagles to win. You're not happy that the Eagles covered. You would have much rather have had them win.
I was focused more on the Kraken game, to be honest. It was much more electric than seeing my team was down 28-7. I just wish that we would have made that field goal to at least cover the over. That was one of my best bets. And then for Jannard Avery to just, like, throw the whole thing away with that 15-yard penalty at the end. Buccaneers should be sending him a gift basket and thanking him for the win.
But I will say, you were spot on with your analysis that the Eagles don't show up until the third quarter. So,
hey, I've watched every single game.
They're a second-half team. They go in, they make adjustments to come out, and they're a little bit better. They don't know what to expect to start off, but once they get that first half in, then they're good to go.
Yeah.
And then joining us for the first time with his actual face, so he's not just a faceless voice of God anymore, we got the young, the handsome Diz. Diz, welcome in.
Thanks. I'm glad that it took me showing my face for you to tell me I was young and handsome. I appreciate that.
Hey, sometimes it takes crazy things for crazy things to happen. So
you needed a reminder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while, Patty. This is probably the first time you've seen my face in a couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe. That might be accurate, actually.
Thanks for remembering. Miss you too, pal.
Okay, whatever. Don't give me that crap. I talk to you all the time. I don't need to see your face to know how beautiful you are.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
No problem. So real quick, before we get started in Football Friday, I just wanted to tell everyone about the dailystakes.com. It is a wonderful website. You can go in there. You can get bets for NHL. You can get bets for NFL. You can get bets on the MLB playoffs, which they have been super hot in the MLB playoffs. But you go in, you log in, they'll give you in the front page, they'll give you their best bets of the night, essentially anything with a 5-star confidence rating. That's the one they feel the most comfortable with. So you go with those, and that's that. But you can also see every single game that they have model predictions for. And then even if you're like, you're like Connor, you're like, you're not sure that you agree with them, you're not sure where they're getting their numbers, they show all that. They show public betting numbers, they show line movement, they show opening odds, they show where the odds are right now, they show hot trends, cold trends, season trends for both teams. So if you're not necessarily feeling what they're feeling, make your own decision based off their stuff. But it is incredibly accurate, that's not what I meant to say, incredibly reliable, easy to do, and it can help you out, especially if you're like all of us here. We have full-time jobs. We may not have the time to go as deep into these trends as you may like. So again, thedailystakes.com. And we have a special promo code for our listeners. If you go in and you sign up for thedailystakes.com, use promo code DUMM, promo code DUMB at checkout. You will get 20% off your first month. So remember, thedailystakes.com, promo code DUMB.
And they have been very hot on baseball lately. So
absolutely.
Time to hop in.
That's right. That's right. You only have a few more weeks of baseball. Get it while it's hot. All right, boys. It's Friday. We know what that means. It's Football Friday. Nothing has changed here. We're going favorite, underdog, over and under. I will start us off with my favorite. I'm going the Browns -3 versus the Cardinals. Now, I figured there might be some slack here. I think everyone's going to be betting on the Cardinals. They think, hey, the only undefeated team in the league left and they're getting points. How is this true? I think it's a trap. I think it's one of those games where the line's too good to be true. The numbers, the stats, the facts pretty much back up that the Cardinals should be the favorite. I mean, they haven't lost, so how could they not be the favorite? But I do think it is a trap. Chubb is out for the Browns, but this line still hasn't moved all that much, even with that news coming out that Chubb is out. The Cardinals are missing Chandler Jones. Kyler Murray's banged up a bit. And I think since it is in Cleveland, it will be windy and tough, and it'll be a run-heavy game, and that favors the Browns. So I'm liking the Browns -3 versus the Cardinals.
What about their addition? Oh, wait, Zach Ertz won't start till next week. Never mind, because he already played last night.
Yeah, that's actually an NFL rule that he cannot play two games in the same week. So
yeah.
My only comment is normally home field advantage is about a 3-point spread swing. So basically what Vegas is telling you is that these are two very even teams, and they're giving 3 points to the Browns because they're at home. I think it's a pretty accurate line. I don't like the Browns pick just because I love betting on the Cardinals when they're underdogs, and I hate betting on them when they're the favorite. So probably just going to stay away and enjoy the game because I think it's going to be such a good one anyways. If I had to pick a side, I'd probably go Cardinals +3.
Cool. Right on. Connor, what do you got for your favorite?
Favorite's going to be Bills -5.5 against the Titans.
You're beating the drum until they prove you otherwise.
That's right. Josh Allen's hot right now. He's scoring a bunch of touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to stop it.
And the Titans defense isn't very good. There's just no hiding that. And Josh Allen is actually the odds on favorite to win MVP at the moment. I like it. Love it. Quick, simple, to the point.
That's all I got for that.
Hey.
I thought it was an easy pick. Yeah. I was worried that Diz was going to have all my same picks, in which case I would say lock it as a parlay.
I was going to say, that's a good thing. That's what you want.
Yeah, whatever Connor takes, I'm taking. So lock it up. Lock it up.
All right, Diz, what do you got for your favorite?
So I just want to clarify, not a huge favorite fan on the board this weekend. I'm loving a lot of underdogs.
Interesting.
With that being said, I was torn between the Chiefs -6.5 against the football team and the Rams -8 against the Giants. But certified cover boy, I don't like 8. It's a Vegas number. I don't like that the Rams could win by 7 and you still don't hit your bet. So I'm siding Chiefs -6.5. I love betting on teams that need wins. Chiefs need to win this game. And I think if they do win this game, they win easily. Now, I know Chiefs never cover the spread when it's this high, but I cannot see the Chiefs falling. And I think they're going to roll. I think they're going to get back on track. So once again, not my favorite pick. It's my favorite, but it's not my favorite pick. Chiefs -6.5.
I think the Chiefs in general just don't cover the spread no matter what the spread is. But I agree. I think they need to come out and show some things. Prove that they're a team that can make a playoff run, can win their division even. I mean, they're currently not winning their division. The Chargers are. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you there.
Word.
All right, Diz, flip it around. What do you got for your favorite underdog?
So, Patty, two surprises here for my favorite underdog. One is I had your underdog. Very, very rare that we actually bet together, even though the motto is bet together, win together. We had the same pick. And that also means that I read the episode notes. So there's two shocking things there for you. Since I read the episode notes, I'm giving you my second favorite underdog. I will elaborate on yours when you get to yours.
Yep.
I'm loving the Raiders +4, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this.
No, I'm with you. Let's go.
I truly think this is such a important game for the Raiders. One, I think Denver's fraudulent. I know the Raiders have lost 2 straight, but they've lost to 2 good teams, let's be honest. And there's so many people on this Raiders team, whether it's the players or John Gruden's staff that he left behind, that have to prove things. And their season is by no means over. I know they're in a tough division, but 3-2, like, your season's not over. You have a chance to beat Denver in Denver, back to 4-2, back to a spot in your division where they'll still be ahead of the Chiefs. Take it 1 week at a time. Derek Carr is a leader. No matter what you want to say about his performance, he is a leader, and I think he's going to rally the troops. I think they're going to win this game in Denver. I love that they get 4 points.
Yeah, I think getting 4 points is huge here, especially because it's a division game, right? They're in the same division?
Correct.
And so Connor beats this drum all the time. Division games are more than likely going to be close. Even if the Raiders don't win and they lose in a heartbreaking fashion or whatever the case is, you got to think they keep it within 3 points. And it's the interim interim head coach game. I mean, whenever you have an interim head coach, generally the players come out and play for them, and they're just a new level of hype. So I love the pick there.
Pardon me, I meant to mute myself, but I turned my camera off and sneezed. So sorry about that. For those that don't have on, I pressed the wrong button and sneezed on the mic. I apologize.
It's all right. I love it. It's part of the excitement of the live video podcast, is you never know what can happen.
Patty, did you just get that ESPN update as well?
No, I haven't got it yet. What happened?
Russell Wilson placed on the IR. Seahawks expect Wilson to be out until at least week 10.
Okay, there you go. I just got it. Yeah. That's
breaking news on the pod again.
Yeah, that's not all that surprising, though. And I've talked to Connor about this. The IR rules this year are different. So I think if you're on the IR, you're out for at least 3 weeks. So if someone looks like they're going to be out for 3 weeks or longer, why not put them on the IR? I believe you get another roster spot if someone's on the IR, if I'm correct. So, I mean, I don't see – that's not really surprising at all to me. But
that's how it works in fantasy football. That's how it works in the real world, right?
That is not what I was going for. But, yes, it does have that work on fantasy football. But
that's my thought.
What week are we in right now?
Week six.
Six.
So, yeah. So then obviously he wouldn't be able to return before week 10 anyways. But I think seeing week 10 probably freaks some people out too. It makes you think like it's halfway through the season or it's longer, farther away than it actually is, which is unfortunate. But yeah, breaking news, Russell Wilson on the IR, not back until at least week 10. All right, Connor, what do you have as your favorite underdog?
I've got what I thought was the craziest thing of all time. I have the Chargers +2.5
Bingo.
Against the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to come out and get a big reality check of where they actually stand in the league. They played a bunch of people who should not be competing for like a playoff spot. They played a bunch of lower end teams. I'm sorry. I know you're a Colts fan. I'd say the same if they came out and whooped the Eagles' butts, but yeah, they haven't really played anybody. The Chiefs were the only real crazy upset, and that was such a fluke. Like, I don't know that you can even really count that as, like, a major victory. Like, if they play them in the playoffs again, I think the Chiefs would stomp them. But Chargers are going to come out. They're going to rock this team. I'm actually taking Chargers money line in this game.
Nice. Like it.
Absolutely.
I'm on it as well.
Yeah, go ahead, Patty.
Me and Diz, we were talking about it. He liked this one as well. And let's be honest, the Colts should have beat the Ravens. And I agree with you, Connor. I was just giving you a hard time. The Colts aren't great right now. 1-4 is probably a worse record than what we're actually showing talent-wise. But if the Colts played a team like the Chargers, I don't think we'd keep it even close to a ball game. So I like the Chargers. The Ravens are the worst 4-1 team out there. I don't think that's a shock to anyone. And Lamar actually hasn't practiced all week due to an illness. I do not think this is COVID because he's had COVID twice already, but I do think it is some sort of illness. Whatever it is, it has kept him out of practice. They're already on a short week. So I'm liking the Chargers and Herbert here to steamroll the Ravens, and I agree. I think Moneyline's even a way to go here.
Yeah, I would just like to add, I think the Colts offense looked immaculate against the Ravens, and the Chargers, in my opinion, have the best offense. That may be a hot take in itself. And then just their offense was sketchy until the Colts had practice squad cornerbacks in the game. So Chargers money line for sure. I could not believe when I was thinking about what the line should be for this game, I thought it was the other way. I thought the Chargers were going to be favored by 3. So I was off by almost 6 points. So this is one almost feels a little too good to be true
right.
to me.
Right.
But I'm hammering this, no doubt.
Maybe they gave them some extra points because they're at home and because they just put up that performance in the second half of the Monday night game. But I agree. This is one that seems like the line's off, but hopefully we're not coming back here on Monday and being like, man, we were so wrong. It was too good to be true. Vegas knew something that we didn't. But anyways, moving on, I'll give you my favorite over, and that is the Chiefs football team over 54.5. When Diz was talking about this, he was spot on. Chiefs can put up points. They have something to prove. Both defenses are horrendous. There's just no way to look at it. The Washington football team's not the defense that they had last year. The Chiefs, I mean, they get sliced up and diced up by anybody that they're playing. It's part of the reason why they're only 2-3. Are they 2-3? Did I make that up?
The Chiefs are 2-3.
Okay. Perfect. I think the Chiefs could come out and put up 45 on their own. But I think their defense is bad enough that even Heinicke could get a few touchdowns. So I like the over 54.5 in the Chiefs football team.
I love it too. 54.5 is tough. Big number to get. But then again, if I like the Chiefs -6.5, I have to support that because I think the only way the Chiefs win by 7 is if they put up 40 points. So I'm with you here. One that is a little tough for me to place a bet on, but then again, if I'm riding with the Chiefs -6.5, I have to agree.
Yeah, and for me, no number scares me. You boys know this. I see like an over 80 in college football, and I just love to take that. I'll see a -40 favorite in college football. I'll take that. No number scares me, and I'm certified crazy. So, but
you got the stones, Bob. You got the stones on you.
Maybe if that's what you want to call it, maybe that's it. But Connor, what do you like for your favorite over?
So this is going to be my first over that I'm not taking to be over 50 points.
Okay.
It's going to be over 49.5. I'm taking the Cardinals and Browns. I wanted to stay away from a winner of this game. I think that they're going to score a lot more than 49.5 points. The Browns defense is just not there. They're vacant. Chargers scored 49 points against them, and then they put up 42 points themselves last week. So clearly offenses are great on both sides. Cardinals always come out swinging, except for San Francisco's defense last week, but I think they're going to rebound with their offense this week.
Yeah, I agree entirely. This was mine. Fortunately, since I am at home, I will make a quick audible and give one as well, but I absolutely love this pick.
Are you guys worried at all about the weather? They're saying it could be up to 20-mile-per-hour winds coming off that lake in Cleveland.
I say no because both of these teams can run, whether it's the Browns ground and pound or Kyler Murray may rush for 200 yards. Look for a rushing prop for Kyler Murray, too. That's one that stuck out to me.
It's not bad. It's not bad little tidbit.
Sprinkle some Chad.
God.
Oh, gotta take advantage of the video.
I was gonna
say,
now that we have the video, oh man.
Sprinkle some Chad.
I might have to put that clip out on social media because that
was
just electric.
I'll bring my shredded cheese next time. Sprinkle some Chad.
All right, Diz, what do you got for your favorite over?
My second favorite over. Going with the Raiders Broncos over 43.5. I know this is gross. It's a low point total. You know I always get baited into these low point totals. I think the Raiders are going to pop. I really do. I think the Raiders are going to pop, and both of these defenses are kind of sus, to be honest with you. So 43.5, that's just such a low number. I'm not going to overthink it. And I don't have too much analysis other than that because I had Browns Cardinals as my favorite over as well. So Connor, once again, when we bet together, we win together. That's so right. Hammer that one. But my second one, Raiders Broncos over 43.5.
All right. And then give us your under. I'm not going to say what I usually say. Just give us
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. My under is Dolphins Jags 47. I think this game is gross. I think it's hideous. Is Tua returning to this game?
Yes, he is playing.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I still don't think 47 is going to hit. And I'm not going to go deeper because I hate unders. If I had to pick one, this is what it would be.
And also, a little tidbit. I almost chose the Dolphins as my favorite because the Jaguars' leading tackler is actually out for this game as well. So I'm worried that the Jaguars' defense might look worse than it already does. So hopefully that doesn't affect well, you're not taking that under anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I would be cautious about taking that under. I know it's we like to, you know, it's a London game, it's 9:30 game, the classic Lunder situation that they said on PFT, not PFT. Pardon my take, sorry, but I heard that the Lunder, that is just such a great title for taking an under in the London game that I had to shout it out.
For sure.
All right, Connor, what do you got for your favorite under?
I laugh at your under, Diz, because I have the same exact one.
Let's go. Let's
go. Cash it in, folks.
I told you I was worried that we were going to have all the same picks.
It's a good problem.
It seemed too easy. Yeah, I don't have much to add to it. I mean, it's a game I'm not going to be watching, so.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
I will wrap us up then. My favorite under is the Vikings Panthers under 45.5. The Vikings the past 2 weeks have scored 19 against the Lions and 7 against the Browns. The Vikings offense just hasn't really been there. And then the Panthers without McCaffrey scored 18 against the Eagles. I'm not sure if McCaffrey's playing yet. He's still questionable, but I think both of these offenses can struggle at times to find points. And the Panthers defense we know is pretty good, so I'll take the under in the Vikings Panthers.
Now, I don't want to say I agree, but I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Are the Panthers frauds?
That's still to be determined. I think it sucks because once McCaffrey went out, the Panthers started to struggle. He's such a game-changing back that it's hard to know what this team is when they don't have a full squad. But it does appear that they are kind of coming back to earth a little bit.
Now, good call.
Noticeably absent from the Football Friday podcast is Disher. Unfortunately, he could not join us, but he did give me his favorite underdog over under, and then he also gave me a celeb bet. So
tell me it's NASCAR.
Of course it's NASCAR. I mean, what are we talking about?
Foxwood Resort and Casino in 4000.
Oh, this one's a good one too. But to start off, his favorite was the Packers -6 versus the Bears. Seems reasonable. Are you a Bears fan, Diz? Because I'm pretty sure you said that the Raiders lost to the Bears, and you said they lost to two good teams. So
I think the Bears are better than what people give them credit for, and 6 points is too much for me. That's just my quick tidbit on that. I cashed so heavy on Bears money line last week. I don't know. Good may be a stretch, but 6 points is a lot. And I don't know what to make of this Packers team, man. They should have lost to the Bengals last week.
Yeah, they should have. But the rest of these, I'm basically going to war with Disher on the rest of these. So his favorite underdog is the Cardinals +3. I'd say I like the Bronze. So
I'm with Dish, but I think that's one that could go either way. And I think it's such a good game I'm going to stay away from. But I actually lean on Dish's side there, Patty. Sorry, bud.
And then his over is actually the Vikings-Panthers game. So that game that I just called as my under, he said is his favorite over. And then his favorite under is the Seahawks Steelers, which I don't hate that, but you got to watch out for Geno Smith, the God.
My take there is Geno Smith could be a God, and the Seahawks quite possibly have the worst defense, maybe even worse than the Chiefs. So,
but do you think Big Ben can carve?
No, I don't. But I think it could get gross. I think that game could get gross, and I think points could be scored.
Probably. That's what I was going to do. All right, let me look at the slate, see if there's any games we didn't talk about before we get to Disher's celeb bet. Texans-Colts, we actually didn't touch on this one. I have to take Colts -10. I mean, I just have to. I certified cover boy. I know you're not going to. I'm going to take the Colts -10. And especially if T.Y. Hilton comes back and plays, he is a certified Texans killer. You take T.Y. over on his receiving yards, and then you take him to score a touchdown, possibly two. They will feed T.Y. Hilton if he is there, and he will bring the Colts.
Are we certain he's back?
No, that's what I'm saying. His outlook is positive. He's back off the IR, but he has to pass like his last final couple tests or whatever to be able to come back. But Pat McAfee said on his show that his sources tell him that there's positive optimism that he will play on Sunday.
I don't know. 10 points is a lot of points for a bad team to cover. Yes, the Colts should have won on Monday night, but I still think we're considered a bad team. I think we can still sneak into the playoffs with how bad our division is, but 10 points is a lot for a bad team to cover. And the Texans, man, they murdered me.
Are you on the Mills Mafia?
I don't know about Mills Mafia, but they really scared me last week against the Patriots.
They scared everyone. I mean, Connor about shit his pants.
Yeah, that was my survivor pool pick. I have the Colts this week, so they just need to win it for me.
I don't like that. As a Colts fan, I don't like that. That could be a jinx for us Colts fans, but I think the Colts win, but 10 points is a lot. 10 points is a lot for a
That's
bad
all
team.
Connor needs. All Connor needs is for him to win.
I just need to win.
Correct.
It's at Indy, so I have to think, especially after that heartbreaking loss Monday night, I'm coming out swinging, and if T.Y.'s back, it's a no-brainer. Bengals-Lions, another kind of stinker. The fact that the Bengals are only getting 3.5, does that stink to some people? Does that worry you at all a little bit?
I love the Lions.
Okay, hold on. Do you love the Lions because they're doing crazy stuff at the end of the game and keeping it close, or do you love the Lions?
They're fighting, and they're hurt. And
you love Dan Campbell crying at his press conference. They're the lovable losers. We understand that. But
lovable loser, that was my nickname growing up. Like I'm like that that hits home with me. I love that so much. I want the Lions to win this game. I think the Lions can win this game. If I do like a crazy underdog money line parlay, I think the Lions are gonna be in this because I could see this happening. They should have won last week, honestly.
Yeah. Yep. But do you think that they keep it close and keep it under the 3.5 points on the spread?
I like that it's 3.5. If it was the fact that they can lose by a field goal, that really entices me. Honestly, probably my third favorite underdog. If you discount the Chargers and the Raiders, this is probably where I would have gone. If Connor would have had Raiders +4, I would have had the Lions at +3.5.
Connor, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think this could be the Lions' first win.
Oh, okay. See,
I'm telling you.
I mean,
me and Connor, we got this. We got this thing going on.
To be honest, go ahead.
This game, or if they play the Jets or the Titans, I think that's their best chance to win a game. So, this is it.
I was looking at taking the Jags and the Lions in a money line parlay, just because I think that these are both winnable games for those teams. Now they were talking like, if Dan Campbell doesn't cry after every single loss now, does he just come off as like a fraud? Like he doesn't care anymore?
No, absolutely not, because of how heartbreaking the last one was.
Okay. But moving on, next one, Rams-Giants, Rams -8.5. Diz, you had mentioned this kind of thing about taking the Rams. I think they did clear Daniel Jones. So Daniel Jones is playing in this game. Saquon is out. You have to go. I feel like you have to go Rams here. I know it's a big number, but the Rams pass defense with Jalen Ramsey, I mean, I think they'll be able to shut down Danny Dimes.
Patty, what do you do when a favorite you like has to cover too many points?
Tease it.
Tease before you please, baby. This is automatic and a teaser for me.
Okay, love it. Other games. Ugh, God. This one seems like a stinky line, too. Cowboys-Patriots. Cowboys are getting 3 points on the road, or -3 on the road at New England.
I just keep waiting for the game the Cowboys just ruin betters, and I think it might be this week, although the Patriots looked horrible last week. I don't know. I'm staying away. Gross. It's gross to me. I still am hesitant on the Cowboys. I'm waiting for the stinker that they have. I think it could be this week, so I'm staying away.
Too many question marks with the over, the under, the spread. Google will win money line. I mean, Dallas can come out like they do every week, or they could just finally fall off like they normally do every season.
We, even though this is like our first year with like a betting show, betting podcast, whatever, we've been following football for years. We all have been. And we all kind of are in agreement here that this feels like one of those games where one team who looked like they were like Super Bowl contenders has a letdown, and a team that almost got embarrassed by a very bad team last week comes out and just absolutely owns this game.
Yep. Nailed it.
So I agree. I think this is a good spot to stay away from.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's that. So it is Friday, Celeb Bet Friday. Again, Dish isn't here, but we have a NASCAR pick. And I don't have any explanation behind this, but first off, the race is the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500.
Let's go.
Always a good name. Always.
Say that one more time, please. Say that one more time, please.
The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500.
The Auto Twice is fantastic. That's the name of the podcast, by the way, boys.
The AEA 500. He likes Kyle Busch to finish in the top three at plus 210.
Well, that's the name of the pod, so we don't have to be creative at the end of this and come up with a name for the pod. We know it's the Auto Trader Automotive 500.
I mean, Dish always provides those wonderful names for us, so shout out to Dish. Even though he's not here, he's always providing content.
Absolutely.
Right. What were the odds on that one?
Plus 210.
Oh, shoot.
I don't think it's a boost. I think it's just Kyle Busch is plus 210 to finish in the top three.
Wow. All
right, boys.
You need some value after your parlay, Patty. You want to take it away with your best bets last night?
Well, I was going to say, let's review our best bets from last night. There is some controversy here. I feel bad about this, and I even kind of asked these boys about it. But so I did have a parlay for a best bet last night, and so that was the one that hit, and I ended up plus 20 units on the night last night.
God damn it. You're going to win all of these. I mean, it's in the name. Patty Parlays. It's in the name. I can't bash it. It's in the name.
Well, and actually in total last night, I ended up making about $40. Last night was a very good night for me. I needed it, although I really could have used Navy Moneyline to win. First thing Mike texted me this morning was, did you hit for $1 million last night? And I think it's because he knew Navy lost. So shout out Dirty Mike. But yeah, tough loss for Navy. But how'd you boys do? Well, I can't say how'd you boys do. Let me go. Connor, how did you do last night in the best bets?
I went 2-2. Of course, Jake Elliott missed his field goal, so I missed the over, 52.5. We're down by 2.5, off by 2.5.
Yeah.
The Penguins went into overtime, and that was devastating.
Yeah,
but the Kraken saved me for my two victories. They won and they covered the 5.5. So thank you, Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
And celebrating their first victory in franchise history.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. And also, real quick side note before we get to you, Diz. So many people have to be mad at FanDuel or the sports books in general, because everyone thinks that it was all rigged and everything. So the spread for most of the night was Buccaneers minus 6.5. The Eagles score a touchdown to be down by 8, and instead of kicking the field goal, analytics actually suggests that you have a better chance of winning the game if you go for 2 the first time. And so they go for 2, they get it down below 6, so a lot of people missed out on money because they had Buccaneers minus 6.5. That doesn't cover. Moving forward, Disher actually sent in chalkboard. He sent us a boost that was on FanDuel last night. It was Tom Brady to have 300-plus passing yards and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win. Me and Matty Ice both said, do not take that. That's a trap. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. The Eagles average giving up like 195 passing yards. He finished at 297 passing yards. So again, people are like, dude, this is rigged. This is stupid. Everything's dumb. And then the icing on the cake. On Pat McAfee's show, he had a boost where 38,000 people were riding with him on this boost. This was one of the prop legs that I had in my Hail Mary same game parlay last night. I thought it was a lock. Tom Brady over 1.5 rushing yards. With like 2 minutes to go in the game, Tom Brady does a quarterback sneak and gets 3 yards. Okay, everyone's celebrating. Everyone's happy. That's the last leg that needs to hit. Fast forward a couple minutes. The Buccaneers are in the lead. They have the ball. It's like first and goal. Tom Brady kneels the ball 3 times for -1 rushing yard every single time. There was actually one where it was – so he kneeled the ball 3 times. On the 3rd time, he actually moved forward to the line of scrimmage to kneel it. So he only lost 2 rushing yards to finish with 1 single rushing yards. So people think that the books are rigged, everything's rigged, blah, 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 but that's just gambling, and that's why nothing is a certified lock.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention on the Tom Brady thing that a couple things. Kneeing it, you got to know that's always a risk, but kneeing it 3 times, how many times when a quarterback knees it do they actually knee it all 3 downs? That is nuts. And then for the last one, for him to run up to the line of scrimmage and knee it, that one hurts the most because, you know, you're thinking you're dead and then he knees and you're like, wait, did we get it? Because he got like only 1 yard rushing. That's insane. I'm so glad I didn't have that bet. But yeah, that was nuts. One of my coworkers told me about that. I actually didn't know about that till today. I couldn't imagine having that.
The books made out with so much money last night, and I can guarantee you so many people are thinking it's rigged and they may never gamble ever again. But another thing to note, and they brought this up on Pat McAfee shows today, they need to figure out a way to get rid of that kneeing counts as negative yards for the rushing yards. Like in baseball, right? If you hit a sacrifice fly or you like hit a ground out and move the runner over, you don't get an at-bat for that. It's not that you went 0-for-1. You're 0-for-0 with a sacrifice, right? Do that same thing with rushing yards or for the quarterback. Maybe even make it like a stat, right? Make it its own stat line so then it's not affecting rushing yards. And you're just – that's just my opinion. But
my only counter argument is that's just going to change his rushing yard total.
Correct. Absolutely. But then people get less pissed off and think it's rigged and whatever, right?
That's true, but no one takes that bet if his over-under is 3.5.
Then people are less mad too. So I mean,
true. I'm not trying to defend the sports books, but you got to know kneeling is an option when that happens. I'm heartbroken for those that took that because kneeing it 3 times is truly insane. I wish I had a stat of how many times a quarterback kneels it when they win the game because on average it's probably like 1.
Yeah.
Normally you just have to knee it once or twice. The fact that he kneed it all 3 times is insane. I'm with you. I feel bad for the people who took that.
Sorry.
So I have a question on that. So if you take away the kneels, which the quarterback's the only one who cannot be touched, kneel, and you're down, what about all the times that they roll out, trip, fall, whatever, their knee goes down, they will never have negative yards if you count it as like a kneel down?
Well, wouldn't the sack? I mean, if it's a sack, it's different.
The sacks don't count against it either, right?
I don't know. That was something else we talked about. We don't know if sacks count either way. I mean, the Eagles didn't get a sack last night, correct?
Right.
So we don't really know. I mean, did Hurts get sacked? He had to have gotten sacked.
Yeah, he got sacked.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into that one. I don't know how sacks count for or against rushing yards.
Tricky with quarterbacks just because they have the special rule. Their knee touches, they're down, even if no one touches them. So I can see that one going either way with the rushing yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Because when do you determine that they're a runner? When they pass the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I don't know. There's there's always an alternate angle, and Connor will find it.
So I just wanted to throw it out there. I'm not disagreeing with you guys. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I mean,
when do you determine that?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. We need these alternate angles. The yeah, I don't know where I was going with that one, but yeah. Okay. And then we have to go to Diz for your best bets, or how'd your best bets do last night?
Yeah, so 1-1 so far. I have two college football ones that technically fall under yesterday's best bets that I'm still waiting on. Hammer those as well. Iowa minus 11.5, Kentucky plus 21.5. Those are locks in my opinion. I had the NRSI, which hit, and then emotional hedge. The Panthers won in overtime. The heartbreaking part is I didn't stay awake long enough to see them win it in overtime. So it's kind of the kicker with an emotional hedge. If you're not watching your team win, I shouldn't have even taken Pitt. I don't know. I'm happy the Panthers won, but to not see it feels like a waste of an emotional hedge. So 1-1, feeling good about the college football games, but kind of heartbroken. I didn't see my Panthers win at an OT.
It is what it is. That happens, especially when you're a working class man like all of us here.
Yes, sir.
Not going to lie, though, I would not have continued watching the Eagles game if I did not have the Kraken up on the side. Because by the time the Kraken game finished, the Eagles were making a comeback. So,
there you go.
Yeah, I would have shut that game off and probably just went to bed.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So in the Best Bets competition, I do have it up on the screen for those that are watching live on Twitter and YouTube. I am up 15.45 units. Diz is up 6.39 units, and Connor is up 3.27 units. So we are now all up positive. So let's
so
say
you're
hi,
telling
kids.
Me there's a chance.
Yeah. Exactly. You get it.
You should read off those records as well.
Okay.
If not,
it's a little misleading.
It is a little misleading. your boy here is 6-12 on the month. Diz is 9-4. And then Connor is 9-6. So there you go. I know. I'm the runt of the bunch, and somehow I'm out in the lead.
It's in the name. Patty Parlays, high risk, high reward.
That's actually wrong. It's actually low risk, high reward. Think about it. Everyone always says like they want high risk, high reward, right?
Oh, because you're not wagering anything.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people in gambling, and this drives me nuts, and I talk about this with Connor all the time. A lot of people are the exact opposite. They are low risk or high risk, low reward. So they'll put like $2,000 bets down on like a -110 odds, and they'll win $4,000, and they'll brag about it. That's cool if you have $2,000 you can blow on a bet that may or may not hit. I'm the guy that's going to come in, I'm going to put a dollar on something crazy, and I only need to hit, like, you know, three of them, and then, you know, we're making money here. So I'm risking not a lot. I'm going for the higher. And it's also – this isn't a gambling method or one that people like that often. People like to see those winners kind of stack up. They like to see individual bets hit. I'm a loser, all right? Let's just throw it out there. I lose all the time. But – when I win it big. So, there you go.
It's a good motto. It's a good motto. If you're going to lose anyways, if you're a loser by nature, might as well win big.
There you go. I went on a little tangent there, went on a little rant. My apologies. Let's get into the best bets of the night. I kept it simple this week, guys. I went with my four NFL best bets. So I got the Chargers plus 2.5. Panthers, Vikings under, Chiefs football team over, and then the Browns minus 3.
Nice.
Diz, what'd you do for? What do you got for best bets?
So I got a 1 o'clock teaser, of course. Rams to -2 from -8. I know the line's -8.5. I got it at -8. So I teased them down to -2 against the Giants. Chargers plus 8.5 against Baltimore. I think that's the best bet of the weekend. I'm going to take Chargers money line as well, but that's not a best bet. Yep. Maybe I might do a late add as a best bet to get value because I need to come back and I need to beat you with your lead that you have. And then Kansas City -0.5 against the Washington football team. If the Chiefs lose, they may be done. I know that's dramatic. I know that's an overreaction. Chargers are really freaking good. And if they get that big of a lead, they essentially have the same schedule to go because they're in the same division. So they play the same teams in the division and they play the same division outside of the division. So would be really tough to come back from if the Chargers have that big of a division lead. So I think it's a must win. So to get them at -0.5 is almost a lock. That's my 1 o'clock tease. Have another Martingale. It was minus 110 odds that shot up to plus 180. Huge boost there for a Martingale. It is Clemson and Oregon to both win by 7 or more. Don't like the bet. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the bet. But it's a Martingale, $5 to win 9. We're going to take that every time. And most profitable on Martingales, so we're sticking to the script. Okay. And then I want to mention to you before, am I allowed a late ad? I'm going to start throwing in my same game parlays in here because I need to catch up on some units. I've hit both of my same game parlays the past 2 weeks. I'm feeling good, but I don't like placing it until the day of. Are you okay with a late ad same game parlay as a best bet, Patty?
Connor, guys, any objection to that? As long as you send it to both me and Connor prior to that game starting. If you come in here and say, hey, I had this best bet that just hit, that was the same game parlay, but the game just got over with, not going to fly.
If it's risk-free, obviously I would lose the unit if I don't hit it. Are you okay with it counting as a best bet, even though I'm technically not losing money?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. If you needed me to not do the risk-free part, I would do it.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Also, Diz, we
need $100 down on this game because it's a best bet.
Yeah, requirement.
You need a line of credit? Do you need a credit check, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that checks out, yeah. Diz, what were the odds on that teaser? I forgot to mention Connor's keeping notes and keeping track of all the odds and bets and stuff, so that way I don't have to go and ask everyone, Connor, just...
It was a 6-point tease, so I believe it's plus 140, $10 to win 14.
Okay, plus.
And I know that's not a double unit. I know my units are $5. I'm not doing a double unit wager there. I just put $10 on.
Yep. You're good. All these best bets are usually one unit, anyways. Connor, do you need my odds for my best bets?
You can get that later.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. Connor, what do you got for your best bets of the night/weekend?
Okay, so I have Chargers money line at plus 130. So I know we already talked about that one, but I mean, I feel confident about that one. That was my favorite, of course. But I'm taking the money line anyway. I think they're going to smash on the Ravens. Then I'm taking the, this one's going to be wild, but I'm taking the Anaheim Ducks over the Wild to win money line plus 130.
Love it. Ducks absolutely love it.
Ducks came out swinging. They are not the team that they were last year, it looks like.
Connor's all the way in on hockey, man. He's just got this this new desire to just follow the NHL, and I'm all the way here for it.
I need NHL to fill the void whenever football's over. So I'm trying to go heavy on them.
Or during the between Monday and Thursday, you need the NHL to fill that void.
Or when there's an Eagles game on, you know, fill that void. Okay, so third one, I have four. I forgot to mention that. I do have four.
Uh-huh.
I have Kraken versus Blue Jackets over 6.
Ooh, okay.
So I could be looking at a push here.
Yep.
But I'm very confident in the Kraken to score. They seem to always be around the net, so, and their offense is very aggressive. I'm getting them at just plus 100. I was hoping for a little bit better odds on that, but maybe people are starting to see that the Kraken's scoring. Last one. Go ahead.
I was going to say, usually if you find a good bet or something that's sneaky good, before too long, the sports books notice that you're making a ton of money off of it, and they start to adjust, so.
I know. I was like, crap, they're starting to realize the Kraken can score. Last one, I have the Cardinals versus Browns over 49.5. I got that at minus 110. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. That's all I have to add to that.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely.
Nothing we haven't already talked about.
Yep. Well, since you boys already saw the episode notes, I'm sure you know the value I'm getting on the Hail Mary parlay of the day. But it is $1 to win $273.91. A little bit on the light end.
Kind of weak sauce, Pat.
A little bit on the light end. It's not $1 to win $900,000 this week or right now. But I will say this. The benefit of this one right now and tonight is that all of these games happen tonight. So You don't have to worry if it's going to hit all weekend. You'll know tonight if you're making 270 bucks or not. There's three sports. I'm hitting all three sports tonight, boys. All right? We're starting with college football. I'm going Syracuse, plus 13.5 versus Clemson. Marshall, minus 10.5 versus North Texas. San Diego State, minus 9.5 versus San Jose State. And then Cal, plus 13.5 versus Oregon. Then I'm going to the ice. I got the three hockey games tonight. Also, super disappointing and lackluster that the NHL only has three games on a Friday night. That's not what you like to see first week of the season. But I got Blackhawks money line versus the Devils. I got Canucks money line versus the Flyers. And then I got the Wild and the Ducks over 5.5. And then finally, the MLB, and this is going to be the one I absolutely lose because I had no research, no knowledge, or anything about this one. I'm going Red Sox money line versus my hated Astros. Anytime I bet in any game with the Astros, we know what happens, boys. I end up losing it. I end up angry, but I needed something to round out the Hail Mary parlay of the day. I wanted to hit all three sports, so here we are.
Nice.
All right, boys. Anything you guys need to get off your chest before we send these folks into a lovely weekend?
I am very happy with all of us being positive units in the best bet competition. That has never happened. Even when it was just me and Pat, I don't think we were ever both positive. I know we had a good August, but it's never been this successful. And I think a lot of it attributes to our betting together. The motto works. Whenever Connor says something I take, it's almost a lock. So, hey, bet together, win together, boys.
Absolutely.
I like it. Let's go Kraken as well. I'm trying to keep you guys competitive for the best bets. So, as long as you guys stay ahead of me, I'm going to try to keep it above zero.
Hey, man, a positive month is a month to be happy with.
We're all above the, what is it, the record for best bets for minutes. All three of us are above it, so there you go.
We are all above the world record holder for our best bets competition, which I believe is me in August with like 1.4. So let's just keep killing it, boys. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. Also, while you're on Twitter, you can watch us live video podcast, and you can also find on our Twitter the link to our YouTube page. Unfortunately, right now, because we don't have 100 subscribers, we don't have a custom YouTube URL. That's our next goal, our next hope. But just hope everyone has a nice, long, profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.